USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A vote in the House on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package is expected on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke during a Rules Committee meeting that went late into the evening.
Tonight, we are in Rules Committee awaiting their product so that we can bring to the floor legislation that saves lives and saves the livelihoods of the American people.
The vote is expected to fall almost entirely along party lines. The package includes another round of stimulus payments of $1,400, renewing emergency unemployment assistance to an additional $400 per week, hundreds of billions of dollars for state and local governments, money to help K-12 schools reopen classrooms, emergency rental assistance, and an expansion of the child tax credit by $600 for children under 6 years of age. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Former President Donald Trump is set to headline the Conservative Political Action Conference on Sunday. Day two of the annual event has wrapped up in Orlando.
Since the normal location of Maryland is in lockdown, the conference is in not lockdown Orlando, Florida. Earlier Friday morning, Senator Mike Lee of Utah set the tone.
And let's remember what government is. Government's not some holy thing. It's not some noble aspiration. It's nothing more and nothing less than the official collective use of force. It's just coercive force. And so faith in government means tyranny. You can't have faith in government without promoting tyranny. And faith in people means freedom.
Subscription-based Fox Nation is carrying the conference live. President Trump will close the gathering Sunday with a forward-looking speech. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Three people were killed when their single-engine plane crashed into a ravine in Gainesville, Georgia on Friday. A single-engine Cessna 182 crashed about 2 miles northeast of Lee Gilmer Memorial Airport shortly after takeoff. Three adults on board the flight headed to Daytona Beach were found dead. The House has passed legislation to create about 1.5 million acres of new wilderness. The bill passed Friday would also incorporate nearly 1,200 miles of waterways into the National Wild and Scenic Rivers system. The vote comes as Democrats move to protect more public lands with President Joe Biden's blessing. Biden has set a goal of conserving at least 30% of U.S. lands and oceans by 2030. Costco is the latest retailer to increase the minimum wage paid to its employees. Here's Sean Clemens from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere in the U.S. Effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide, 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C., and in Puerto Rico.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.